Ladies, are you looking to save money on feminine products? Stay tuned to learn how we're saving over $100 a year.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
This week on the Wallet Win Podcast is a little different. You may have guessed it by the title, but we're talking a little lady chat this week, and I am joined by Hannah Kreitz, kind of our right-hand gal here at Wallet Win, and we're going to talk about feminine products and menstrual cups, which all you men, maybe you just want to peel out right about now. You're warned, stay ahead for the ride if you want, but fair warning right there. So I figured we'd start off here just by talking a little bit about how Hannah and I both kind of got started with these.
Yeah.
And yeah, how long we've been using these products. So do you want to share your story first?
Yeah. I mean, I was 21 years old. I was in college and I had a friend who used menstrual cups and, you know, as women do, and how this podcast topic came about, we were talking about our periods and she was just singing high praises about how easy it was and how it's changed her period experience. And
so she was one of those menstrual cup evangelists.
Oh yes.
Got so it. One of those types.
You know, and I think I was, as women do every period, come to think of it, I was fed up with it.
Right.
And so decided to give it a shot and did my research and went to Walgreens and picked one up, and the rest is history. We can talk about the first time experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you
oh
want
yeah
me to.
Oh, we've got a learning curve slot saved later in this episode.
Okay.
So
I'll save that, but that's just how it kind of came about, and now I sing high praises as a menstrual cup evangelist.
Love it.
So
awesome. And I guess I had heard about them. I mean, they gained popularity maybe, I don't know. I first started hearing about them like 7-8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I am just one of those naturally wary people at first. I'm not an early adopter of anything. So I heard about them and I kind of just scoped them out, checked them out, wasn't sure. And then after a while, I started to see more options popping up online. Mm. And I think that I'd seen the original one was the Diva Cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this before the episode. Back in the day, they were like $35 or $40.
Yeah.
So I just wasn't sure if I wanted to make that commitment. I saw that on Amazon, the price was starting to drop and I could get something else for less. And I thought, you know, I might as well just try this. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know if I'm going to be into it. So I was kind of a hesitant. Nobody told me about it, but I always had my eye on it because Jonathan and I always have our eye on how to save money right on anything. And this was certainly an area that I was interested in saving on. And so I put it in the Amazon cart, checked out, got it a few days later. Had my learning curve, which we'll talk about later. And really, it changed everything about my cycle for me.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
This was a solid 3 years ago
okay
now.
Okay. Yeah. It's 5 years for me.
Okay.
I realized I didn't mention that. So
yeah. Okay. So 5 years for you, 3 years for me. And without getting into too much detail, I mean, I'm not kidding when I say that my cramps became lessened and my period became less heavy.
Really?
I don't know how else to describe that, but I remember going online and seeing from other people too that using pads and tampons made their cycles heavier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that would be.
Yeah.
But my cycles have been shorter and less intense since I've switched to cups.
Wow.
So now I'm kind of an evangelist.
Well, and I had
when it comes up.
Yeah, and I had heard whispers, because 5 years ago, nobody was talking about that. I mean,
no,
it was just kind of whatever was on the shelves and honestly, whatever smelled nice. Like, And, you know, and so it wasn't in the conversation, but as I've read and listened to more conversations and had conversations about just the nature of feminine products and chemicals and materials used, it's mm-hmm. scary. Mm-hmm. So,
right. None of us, I mean, for a long time, nobody was really asking themselves what's in these. Mm-hmm. It was just a necessity. We had to buy them. It mm-hmm. just wasn't, there wasn't anything else to use. And so people have called it, you know, the pink tax, you know, that women just, we have this thing every month that we don't really talk about that costs us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Let's dive into a little bit of the stats here. If I looked this all up before we came on here. So if you, on average, if you get your period between around age 13 and you are cycling until around age 51, depending on if you ever are pregnant, and some women spend years pregnant in their in those childbearing years, you might end up having around 450 periods over 38 years.
Oh my gosh.
Also known as just over 6 years of your life. Like, wow. God in his mercy spreads that out.
Part of me is like, wow, that's a lot. But the other part of me is like, that's it? Six years? I would have thought it was more, but it is a lot.
And the average woman will spend between $2,000 and $4,000 on feminine hygiene products alone during those years. Mm. Probably more on the $2,000 range if you're buying kind of store brand, you're stretching it out, if you will.
Right.
But if you're going more organic, specialty, high-end name brand, you're going to lean more towards that $4,000 mark. And that's just the products themselves. Mm-hmm. How much can we put a price on chocolate purchased? Can we put a price on, you know, ibuprofen or Midol purchased?
Right. Well, the other expense is, you know, you hear all the time about don't flush your period products down the toilet. Oh. But we've all done it.
Like, let's be honest.
Oh. So how much are we paying in those plumbing bills, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a story. I mean, should I tell it on the podcast? I'll just tell it. I got my period when I was, I think, 13 or 14, eighth grade. And I didn't know that you weren't supposed to flush the products. So I'm flushing like jumbo pads. And then one morning, my dad was in the shower downstairs. Getting ready for the day, and I flush upstairs, and then all of a sudden, like about a minute and a half later, he's running up from the basement going, Kelly, what? And it was apparently what the same pipes that flow out of the toilet somehow ended up in my dad's shower. And then I learned the lesson, Hannah, but it cost a lot of money for them to fix the pipe. So thank you for bringing that up, because yes, there's a toll there too. But there are a lot of different expenses that can come with our monthly cycle. And, you know, over time, this really adds up.
Mm-hmm.
It really adds up. And the average cost of a menstrual cup can land anywhere from $10 to $40.
Wow. And that's a one-time purchase that you just use for years. And I know mm-hmm. that for those who've never used menstrual cups before, that's probably kind of shocking, but it is. It's something mm-hmm. that you can use for 5, 7, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more, but...
Maybe more. They say as long as you keep taking care of it, just keep it washed and stored away from destructive children, right. Which kind of... One time I walked into the bathroom, it was washed, it was clean, nobody judged me, but Ellie was using it as a cup to drink water. And I'm like, of course, that child would have figured a way how to use this for a purpose it wasn't intended
for.
That
is going to be a story you're going to tell her.
Ugh, she's probably, now I've released it on the podcast and she's going to hate me forever. I'm sorry. But you're right, it's this one-time purchase, and as long as you take care of it, it's something that you can continuously use. So you've dramatically reduced
right.
the overall expense there. you know, if you're only spending $15 and it lasts you 10 years, you might buy a liner here or there, but those costs are going to be negligible.
Right. Yeah, like, I bought a very small box of tampons just to have at my house because, I mean, we all know the girl code. If you asking another woman for a tampon, like, no question asked, you have it. So I still wanted to participate in the girl code in that way. So yes. I have one box at home, but...
Got it.
Other than that, I exclusively use my menstrual cup. And I've used the same one for 5 years. The one that I have now is the exact same one
you bought
5 years ago.
That's awesome. And same here. Same here. I'm still using the same one that I got. Let's talk about some of the options that are out there these days. I mean, I know that some... Let's talk about menstrual cups. But then some women, they've just got a thing where they're just not going to use a menstrual cup.
Mm-hmm.
Are there still ways for them to save? So let's talk about some of those options. So did you get the Diva Cup?
Yes. Okay. That was the only one that was really on the market at the time. I mean, there may have been a couple others, but that was the one that was in the store.
Mm-hmm. They were like the number one. Well, okay. So when I got to it, there was the Diva Cup that everybody raved about. But then Amazon had the Duchess Cup.
Mm.
You know, Amazon always has like the rip-off brand that's...
Okay, and then the Regina Cup.
Yeah, they're all the...
Walmart and... Okay,
the same kind of name. Yeah. You know, they probably all came off the same factory line. But now they've been rebranded.
Yep.
And there's different price points. Got it. So I got two cups for, I think, about $15.
Wow.
Weirdly, though, they don't perform the same. That might just be in my head.
Interesting.
The blue one I feel is more reliable. The pink one, I just don't go to. I don't know why. I think I tried to use it once and maybe had a snafu or something early on. So
sure.
It's been branded to the back of the drawer and I have never looked at it again. But I guess I should probably keep that one in my purse.
Yeah.
But there are countless options these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you go to the store now, you don't just see the Diva Cup.
Right.
You see a few.
Right.
And then they've even gone so far as to have different length options.
Yeah, different tabs, different
yes
shapes.
And that's good because no woman's body is the exact same.
Right.
And then it changes as you age and it changes if you have... given birth vaginally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these things will change things down there, and it's just nice to see that they're adapting and creating products for
women.
And
there's not
all
just
over
the
place.
There's not just the cups, but I've seen the ads for the discs.
Tell me about that.
I've never used it, but as opposed to a cup, it's like a round disc, and it's like, I don't know what material it is. It's almost like a rubber disc and then something that obviously catches everything, but instead of having it all be in a cup, it just kind of falls out as when you remove the disc. I don't know. It's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's the period panties.
Period panties.
The advertisements all the time.
I have heard about that. I heard about the whole free bleed movement.
Right.
I don't really understand that.
Not interested. God bless them, but... I don't know.
But if, okay, yeah. So you've got all these kind of alternative natural options.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of paying high dollar for like an organic tampon, there are healthier alternatives nowadays that don't have any chemicals, don't have any dyes or scents.
Right. And the period panties kind of, from what I understand, work like the cloth diapers where it's just machine washable and
mm-hmm.
throw it in there and call it good.
See, and that would be probably the reason I feel like I would never want to wear it, because I don't want to feel like I'm wearing a cloth diaper. I'm already I wash those enough.
I mean, I hated pads when I used them.
Yes.
So I feel like it's just an extension of that.
Agreed. I mean, every time you put a pad on, it just feels like anybody behind you can see you walking weird.
Yes.
I swear it. You're probably not. It is. I feel like a duck waddling.
Right.
And I hate it.
Well, that's the thing that we haven't talked about with the period cup is that you don't feel it. And it's even more comfortable than a tampon, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Way more comfortable.
Absolutely. Yeah, we haven't even really defined what it is.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it doesn't take that much to rub your brain cells together to figure this out.
Right.
But it's essentially a medical grade silicone cup that is bendable, if you will, and so that you can put it into different positions to help position it inside, and it will catch all of the blood flow during your period, and you pull it out, dump it occasionally during your cycle, depending on the day and the heaviness of it. Mm-hmm. Day one, you might be emptying it 3 or 4 times. The last day, you really don't have to empty it until the end of the day.
Right. And you don't have to worry about things like toxic shock syndrome, like mm-hmm. you do with periods. Even with the organic tampons, you have to worry about that. And yeah, it's just safer overall. It is sanitary. Like, it might sound kind of gross.
Right.
To handle, you know, your period and the fluids that come with that. But you get used to it. It's really not that big of a deal.
And honestly, you were dealing with those things anyway.
Right.
You were rolling up your used pad. You were pulling out a saturated tampon. This is disgusting to talk about on the podcast.
But we're trying to be careful.
You know,
with our terms.
You were handling these things anyway, and so you just wash your hands. Mm-hmm. And I have found for myself that, you know, I tend to always be carry in my purse a bag of. I have baby wipes in my purse at all moments, and I found those to be really helpful as well.
Right.
So I just carry those with me. It's not like I, you know, you're not bleeding all over yourself and then going and touching a bunch of door handles. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just not the reality.
Right. And the nice thing is, too, is that you have the flexibility to be able to do it, you know, at home. You're not running to the bathroom every 3 hours, so you can change out your tampon. This can be worn up to 12 hours, depending
yes.
on, you know, how heavy your flow is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you take care of it in the morning right when you wake up, and then, you know, when you get home from work.
Yep.
And you don't have to worry about it for the rest of the day, so, which is really nice, and not have to use those public bathrooms to deal with your that special time of the month that
mm-hmm.
we all look forward to.
Yes, yeah. I hands down agree that you change less when you're switching over to menstrual cups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we know that, you know, it's a money saver, and women have a lot of options. If they don't want to use the menstrual cup, they can use other things that are reusable that are still going to save them money,
mm-hmm.
like the disc or the period panties and whatnot. But I get a lot of women still telling me, uh-uh, I'm not doing that. I'm not dealing with that. I think it's based in fear
mm-hmm.
because there is a learning curve.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that, because I know both of us had that learning curve.
Yeah.
And it was very real. And if you, it's like any learning curve. If you don't get over the initial bump, you're just never going to have a smooth operating skill set to handle the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's learning how to ride a bike or learning how to swim or learning how to insert a menstrual cup properly.
Yeah. I mean, I was terrified. I was so scared the first time. I think it took me like an hour to figure it out, and YouTube videos and, like, you know, and medical YouTube videos.
Right.
With
like a drawing
or whatever. But I mean, it was, I had to take an afternoon to like prepare myself, and yeah. But once I did it, I think it took me one period to figure it out.
Okay.
But the second go around, it was not that big of a deal. And then from now, obviously I don't even think about it anymore, but that it did. It was, I can remember like shaking, my hands were shaking, and I just had to hype myself up to do it. It was just, because I wasn't sexually active.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not, but. So,
but you were trying to figure out how this is going
to
work.
How that was going to work. And I remember feeling the same thing when I was trying out tampons for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So
a tampon is a little different, though, because, you know, you outside of aligning it,
right,
you're still inserting from the outside,
right?
And with a menstrual cup, you are making a placement more internally,
right?
And so you're trying to figure all of that out,
right? And compare a menstrual cup size versus a tampon size.
Yes,
it's scary.
They're very different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. That is so like your personality, though, that you watched all these YouTube videos, that you prepared yourself, you did your homework, you researched. Here's how Amanda did it. Ding dong. Oh, Amazon's here. Open door. Grab thing. Put it on shelf. Never look at it. Period comes weeks later. Kids running around. screaming, fighting. I'll bust this thing out and go to the bathroom and figure it out. Death by fire here. Kids barging in. What's that, mommy? Like, it was a total nightmare mess. But somehow it got in there. I figured it out. I think it took about 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a good seal. So, you know, because I wasn't prepared, I had to kind of figure out things the hard way. You probably knew to check for a seal, how to make sure to check for, you know, to make sure it was placed correctly.
Well, I knew that, but I wasn't sure if I had got it.
Okay, I didn't even know that was a thing. So then I had to go after, like, the whole thing practically fell out later because it didn't have a seal.
Were you waddling?
Yeah. I had to go to the YouTube and, you know, oh, there's a way. Okay, wait, it came with an instruction booklet. Okay, I got to figure this out a little more here. And, you know, I think I put it away for that cycle and put it in my purse. Mm. The next month, I had flown to a conference in Toronto and I'm wearing white pants.
Oh, no.
I'm at the conference and you get that feeling of like, whoosh, like, oh, no, somebody's here. I'm at a conference. Jonathan's not with me.
Good
I don't have
Aunt Flo.
I don't have a spare change of clothes. I'm in white jeans and I have that menstrual cup that I sort of fiddled with incorrectly last cycle. Mm-hmm. And now I have a public restroom. Okay. We're going to make this work. And I just went to the bathroom and it was just, we're figuring this out. And I figured it out. The resilience of a woman in need, we'll figure it out. Yeah. So I got it done. I had to rely on it solely that entire cycle because I had not converted my US dollars over to, what is it, Canadian, what's their money?
Canadian dollar.
Yeah. So I couldn't buy tampons or pads. So I just, me and the Duchess cup just kind of made to have it. We made it work. And I never looked back. But it was a very steep, high stakes, white jeans, foreign country learning curve.
Oh my gosh.
That I'll never forget. But I have not looked back from that time.
Yeah.
But I know women that have said like they tried or they never quite really got through the learning curve. And I think that that tends to be the death of the menstrual cup for so many is they never quite got it situated correctly,
right?
Or had enough time or did the research. If they're a personality like yours, they really need to feel confident.
Right. And I think part of me was ready to give up at a certain point. You know, after 30 minutes on a toilet, you're like, I'm done. But I had paid.
Right.
At the time, they were more expensive. And I had paid. I mean, I was not budgeting at the time. I was not doing anything.
This is
less.
Pre-knowing us.
Yeah, this was college. And... But, like, I remember even then my threshold was, like, if I paid more than $30 for something, it was enough for me to pause and really consider that purchase. And so I had gone to, you know, the drugstore and gotten this medical cup that I had no idea what to do anything with. But I paid a lot of money for it. So I was bound, determined,
committed
to figure it out. Otherwise, you can't return it.
No. Right.
So,
this is not an item
it's
they
like,
want to
well,
have
I'm
back.
Committed.
Okay. So outside of us, you know, having that learning curve now, would you say how long does it take you to get it placed?
Oh, not even. I've never timed myself. Not even 30 seconds. I mean, it's quick.
Same.
It's just
same.
It doesn't take longer than it would take to use pad or a tampon.
Exactly. Okay. So, because I think that's the fear of other women as well, is this thing is going to be something I have to fuss with. I have to figure out. It's going to take me 10 minutes in the bathroom every time. And it's just not true.
Right. And you need a minute to clean it out real quick. Just run it under the faucet or whatever. But so that might be some added time, but it's nothing.
Not really.
And you do prefer to go to the bathrooms where you can reach the faucet from the toilet, but...
See, that's where my baby wipes come in handy.
Oh.
The dump and the baby wipe clean.
Well, there you go.
Just changed your life. But that's my public restroom hack.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you're not going to go out and wash your menstrual cup in front of other gals washing their hands at the sink.
Oh, I go for the family bathroom at the church and the mall.
There you go. Okay.
Great when it's me all by myself. And
the family bathroom.
Got like three kids. She's trying to juggle. And I'm like, don't mind me.
You got to get that wipes. You got to do the baby wipes. That's my little hack there.
There you go.
But yeah, once you get past that learning curve, I know that other women have told me too that I tried it. I did get it in place, but it was causing cramping.
Really?
Or like back cramps. And I do know that that is a thing. And I've had it happen a couple of times.
Huh.
If you don't, sometimes if you get the suction in place and it's just a little off kilter.
Right.
Or it's too forceful. You need to break the suction and replace.
Wow.
Because it should not be causing you to be cramping.
Mm.
But I know that that's a potential side effect if you've gotten the suction in the wrong spot.
Right.
Or it's too forceful. Mm. So for those women who've had that and experienced it in a properly placed menstrual cup, they might have to have a different way they fold and kind of insert. Because there are like, now I know, there's like 15 origami ways in which you can, you know, fold this thing up. And you just have to figure out the right fold for you, the right insert position, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And once you figure it out for your body, it's so seamless and it's so easy. And then you skip over all of those learning curve things. But
right.
It does. It just, it might take a cycle or two to break in.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you're going to save so much money. Yeah, let's kind of recap what we've covered here in our awesome conversation. You know, if you on average are going to be spending anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 if you're going the conventional route of tampons and pads, and instead you switch to this one-time cost of $10 to $40 and you use it for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
You're easily saving over $100 a year. I mean, it could cut the costs so dramatically
mm-hmm.
for you in this regard. And it's something that you don't have to run to the store and buy more of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're not left in a lurch. Your husband doesn't have to put tampons on the conveyor belt for you. I've totally made Jonathan do that. And he's happy to do
it.
It's
a rite of passage.
Totally is. And he's got three girls, you know, that are going to be teens all at the same time. So he's got plenty of that left in him. But it's a money saver. It's a time saver because you're not running out and buying these things. I mean, it can be faster
mm-hmm.
than having to change things. It's a saver on garbage.
Yeah. It's just environmentally friendly. If you're really wanting to be a good steward of the environment,
mm-hmm.
you feel... And you don't have to worry about, is this organic, fragrance-free,
yes.
et cetera, et cetera.
Right. So it's a health saver. And then once you get the hang of it, it's just like any other thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just completely easy. It's not stressful. You just have to get over that initial learning curve.
Right. I know you've recapped and kind of right now, so we're trying to wrap this. But teenagers.
Add it in. Okay.
I
don't know.
Would you recommend it for teenagers on their first go-around or...
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't even researched that or looked into it.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? If it is, I mean, it's something I would not hesitate to offer our girls when they begin menstruating, as long as it's safe and, you know, they can find one that fits a smaller body.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I haven't looked into that.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked into that. I don't really want to go look on that on the internet for that right now. But I can't see any reason why a teen couldn't use one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's going to be probably even a greater learning curve
yeah.
because they're not even familiar with having a period at all.
That's a lot.
So I don't know.
Maybe if you want to save money, start with the
period panty.
Period panty. And their flows are really not that heavy anyways.
No.
Until a couple years in.
Right. Yeah. So. When our girls, they're all going to hit teenage years quickly. Within 4 years, they're all going to be teens together. So we're going to have some interesting years ahead of us. But I imagine we're just going to like buy one of everything and just be like, okay, go figure this out. What do you like? And you do that.
Yeah.
And they'll kind of figure out and navigate that when they're ready. Great. Anyway, there's the conversation. If you're looking to save big on all those areas that we listed, certainly not least important financially. Mm-hmm. I mean, goodness, if you could just invest that money instead, that would add up over a lifetime. Think of all the chocolate you could buy off of the investments later.
Yes.
But that is our conversation this week. Thank you for joining in. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.